from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is a typical, Saturday for them. So as they would get set for a game on Sunday, they get set for a game on Saturday, which makes Friday, and it doesn't really matter what the name of the day is. So my point, though, is what are you expecting out of this thing tomorrow? And I know I just spent a little bit of time talking about, you know, like, these preseason games are the perfect time to take your family down to a game. They really are. I think anyone will tell you that. It's just, it's a great atmosphere. The folks that are down there and have fun. No one gets too uptight about what's going on. They know it's a preseason game. So that's, I think that's one of the advantages of it. It also gives you the opportunity as a fan to get to know the newer players better than you did before. Like, maybe you've watched them in college, but now they're wearing a Cleveland uniform. I'm always surprised at how, when I watch someone, they look smaller than I thought they would. Jameis Winston's like one guy. Like, I always just, I always thought Jameis looked bigger, and then he looked, I don't know, he looked like a football player. You know,
interesting.
So I always find it's always interesting when they're wearing our uniform, they seem to look a little bit smaller than they do in real life. It's just me. I'm sure it's just me. You laugh all you want.
Well, it's more the dichotomy because of everybody else, you know, would look at their team and they go, oh man, they put our uniform on and it just fits that guy because they do so well. And like I could hear in my head, you know, AJ Hawk, Buckeye, then he puts a Packer uniform on. Oh, yeah. It just works out. You know, it just is that easy transition.
It's,
and he looks like a behemoth and all that stuff. And I hear a fan of a team going, they put my uniform on and they look smaller.
They just don't look like, especially
like, oh no.
I don't know. Winston was always a little bit larger than life to me when I would watch him on TV just because of the things he was able to do, especially in college. And, you know, to watch him wear your uniform, it's just weird. You know, like I used to seeing him in a Tampa uniform, and it was even awkward after he left there to watch him wear another uniform. So.
I mean, at this point, man, I can't even tell the difference because we just went a month with Joe Flacco wearing a Browns uniform.
After I got used
Lord
to that.
Knows how many years?
It and is amazing when you win games how quickly you can get used to that.
Got used to that bad boy in a hurry. In fact, I'm sure we're still going to see a whole bunch of them walking around the city for a good period of time. Like, it's funny how you can adapt when success follows.
All right, we got some folks on the line who want to talk about what their expectations are for tomorrow. We're just talking about the whole experience of this preseason thing. And like, is it, I don't know, a buddy of mine's like, I got 6 tickets and I had to pay full price for these things because I want my regular season tickets, right? It just doesn't seem right. You know, you're going in.
There's got to be a better way to do this.
There has to be a better.
There's
got
to be a better way.
And maybe the better way is just to eliminate it and add an 18th regular season game. Jim is in Akron. Hi, Jim.
How are you, Jim?
Hey, what's going on?
We are good.
Hey, doing well, man.
Hey, now, with the game tomorrow, I'm not doing it. I figure that's why I depend on you guys to let me know what's going on, you know, and how guys are looking. And that would be a perfect thing to do with, as far as like with kids, maybe they can set something up to where they could, maybe one, a couple of players could do autographs or things like that or something. I don't know. But it's just because the thing is, and I understand why they have to do it, you know, because you're looking at players and filling positions and stuff like that. Half the guys aren't even going to be there, you know, when the season starts. Now, tell me about it the first Sunday when the regular season starts, when the Cowboys are in. Before then, it's like, nah, we just can't do it.
You're not alone on that one. And, I mean, that's a lot of this. And you're right, that's some of what we're here for, is to keep an eye on those things and plug people in along the way. I mean, I can tell you, my uncle in Wisconsin, who's a season ticket holder for the Packers, I said, yeah, I got to get home. You know, the preseason's starting. He goes, oh, yeah, I got to get rid of those tickets.
Oh.
I forgot I got to get rid of those tickets.
Well, see, and the thing, and I'm like this with every sport. I don't care if it's football, baseball, whatever. Preseason, like I say, that's when coaches are looking at new players, guys. And the thing is, like you guys were saying a little while ago, how a lot of the, and I understand why the starters don't play because you don't want somebody tearing a knee up or whatever. I get that. But then the flip side of that is then about the first 3 to 4 regular season games. Now, correct me, you guys would know better than I would. Now, when guys don't to some degree do that, isn't their timing going to be off and things of that nature going to be a little until you get into the flow of a game?
How many times have you watched that? I say this every year. You're watching week one, especially.
Yeah.
And you're like, where do these guys learn how to tackle? I guarantee you, you're in a room with somebody, you will say that, or someone in the room will say, well, I don't understand. These guys are in the NFL. Where they learn? Don't they practice tackling?
Well, and my point exactly, because like you say, all the starters, and I understand you don't want them getting hurt. But then, like you just said, then these guys look like, where have you been?
Yeah. The first month of the season always kind of feels like preseason.
And in a sense, if you think about it, in a sense, that sort of is their preseason, because when you don't get the repetition and the feel for sort of the flow of a game and all of that kind of stuff, like I say, even the better teams, you know, you look at the starters and the better players, it like you say, the first few games of the first month of the season, they're like, they won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, and with this new tackling rule, that's going to cause more problems. When they put it in, I was like, it's hard enough to figure out what a catch is. Now we're trying to figure out what a tackle is.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Jim, hey, have a good weekend. Thank you. Appreciate you.
You too. Thanks,
all right,
man.
Let's go to Michigan, West Bloomfield. Ryan. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, Ben, Ryan.
Hey, Jake Menigan, Andy. Hey, I definitely want to chime in on the preseason conundrum, which obviously is keeping fans in tune, coincided with obviously what we all dread to say, that injury scenario, just emphasizing, just constantly reminded of like guys like Charles Bentley or just randomness, even McCarthy.
That LeCharles Bentley thing, just I'm still bummed out about what he might have been able to do here if he didn't get hurt right away. It just bums me out. I loved watching him play all the way from high school through the pros, and then I was so excited when they signed him.
Most definitely, yeah. But just again, the only two preseason games I remember, obviously, I mean, been to multiple, but last year's versus the Jets, awesome. Obviously, the Browns versus Cowboys in 99. Those are real symbolic ones. Again, the other ones are, go through the motions, man. At the same time, as a business, the NFL, which is that, what do we do to coincide, obviously, making revenue and getting more people involved? And you alluded to some good ideas, man, family night or something like that. Again, there's a lot of options, but I think the best option is what's in front of us, which is that week 18 game or a couple more bye weeks in the regular season. Just diminishing this preseason stuff, going through the motions in the NFL is what you need to do. Going full speed in preseason, just, man, it just makes everyone nervous. With that being said, man, it's fun to watch football, but let's get to the regular season, man. Hey, guys, have a great show.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it,
Ryan. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've done sidelines on TV for these games, and there's like literally nothing in the back of my mind that I really remember. I did 4 seasons over at ABC and then 1 at NBC.
And
my most memorable thing that I think I did, I had to pronounce Babatunde Owosunoho's full name.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to hear it?
Probably, I mean, if not. You want to give it a whirl, you've worked that hard to get this far.
Babatunde Olawazigan Tamatope, Olukoridi Asa, or Diasa Baba, in parentheses, Oshinawu. Junior.
That's well done.
Yeah, that was like my favorite hit I think I did in 4 years. Yeah, other than, it was nice that you're able to sit there, and I'm sure Ken, you know, gets the experience too, that you get to talk to some of the players during the game, which normally never happens.
It's a much more laid-back atmosphere. Yeah, in these
the guys are having
games.
Fun. They're wearing fishing hats. And,
you're right. They're, you know, they're there, and they're honorarily wearing pads more than anything else. Like, it's not even, you know, you get an opportunity. You see it on TV all the time. Aditi does a really good job grabbing these guys and having some fun with them. And, you know, it's a very, very laid back.
But that's
atmosphere.
For the TV crew.
But that's exactly.
And if you're watching, if you're at the game, you're not getting that.
You're not seeing any of that stuff. You know, you're watching mediocre at best football as guys are trying their hardest.
Yeah. That's,
and you've paid far too much for guys to try their hardest.
All right. I don't think this is right. What do you think I should do here, Dan?
Follow your heart. It's taken you this far in life.
Cool Ray is in Bedford. That's what I think. Is it Cool Ray?
Yeah, it's Cool Ray.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Can I tell you what it set up on the screen?
What?
Kool-Aid.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, it's not Kool-Aid. It's Cool Ray.
You do come busting in here, though.
I feel so disrespected having to come after a Michigan guy. Oh,
he's a Cleveland guy, though. He's just happened. He's working in Michigan. He tells us where he's working. Yeah. That's all.
No, okay. Yeah. So here's my thing, man. I'm going to preface this by saying I'm 51.
Okay.
So I remember when preseason was, you played your starters the first quarter.
Yep.
Third game, you played them a half. And then, so it meant something, right?
Right.
Now it means absolutely nothing. And the reason it doesn't mean anything real quick is, one, is the reason they said it'd be safer. But through my calculations, it's more people getting hurt with these joint practices than it's ever been going through preseason. And the reason I think the Browns should just make preseason free for anybody who's, you know, to show up. You can get tickets online or whatever, but it should be free. Is because the Browns take this mentality like they've won Super Bowls. They never played a starter since the inception of the joint practices, and yet we've never done anything. And we always, every year, we go, is the offense faster than the defense, or the defense got to catch up to the offense? And yet you see people like Cincinnati and all these championship teams playing their starting quarterbacks. Like, I don't understand that aspect of the Browns. Why are you charging your fans a full-time ticket price for people who may not even be on the team? And we've been loyal fans. At some point, this has got to, you know, the Browns got to say, hey, listen, preseason is going to be preseason. It's only going to be that's like me coming watching y'all have a job interview. And the radio station paying us to just watch y'all have a job interview. That sounds ridiculous. But that's essentially what we're looking at now. No starters until the beginning of the season. And you lose and your disconnect. And that is why you see fans doing that. And diehard teams who love their fans are at least putting their starters in there every single game.
Gotcha, Corey. Gotcha. Hey, all right, Corey, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, my friend. Interesting. We'll bring this back up a little bit later in the show. Chris Easterling is going to join us next from the Akron Beacon Journal. He'll tell us everything that's going on with the Browns right now. We'll talk about some of these guys that we will see play coming up tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.